We're gonna spray it off all.
As long as the window blood, we should be straight.
What's up, black man?
Black man, oh my god.
Are you feeling king?
Chill. Can't complain. 70 degrees. Got that shit on. I see you, my boy.
I got that shit on. Look at you. You got Royal Ones on.
Whoa.
And those are OG
sleep.
Royals.
Let's go to sleep, Paris. I see you right down there, man. You say that little
part. You already know.
You know what I'm saying?
I got these frames on too. Like I'm shortstop.
All you need is some champagne and a tea. It's ridiculous. Boy, I got the dragon drink. What do you think is going on, man?
You know, just a little flexed up.
That's fair. Yeah, man. We out here outside. We got a turbo Mercedes right here. You know what I'm saying? Good green, good gas. You know what I'm saying? Good air quality.
Good vehicles. Good vehicles. I'm crying. I feel like we in California today. Weather.
Dude, we got
business. Like a slight breeze.
We got business deals over here, man. We got man on the Zoom call. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on.
Stop it. Bro, when we get some new music, stop playing.
Bro, it's coming, bro. Y'all know you heard what is in the car, man. I mean, I just had to take the time, you know, develop the sound, take time for myself, and, you know, just kind of age the music in a way that it grows with me. Like, I'm being more, you know, honest and truthful with the music, telling you real life things. So, like, when you hear certain lyrics, you know that's happened if you've been following me or if you know me. So, I wanted to make it like that. And also, it has to tell a story. And, like, the three, because I got two mixtapes and an album basically on reserve. It's coming out, obviously. And I just got to each week, each month, I'm working on each one, kind of fine tuning it, getting it down to sequencing. So, it's gonna come soon, and you pretty
super
much
excited, too, man. It's been over almost a year since you dropped. So
yeah, it has.
That's why I've been like hounding you on dropping something, because you got a lot of heat in the vault, to say the least. And you play me records where I'm like, bro, the world got to hear this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So, and that chip on my shoulder is what's driving me, because like I feel like I have respect in the industry and like in the market that we in, but I feel like I deserve more, and the music is gonna help with that. And then it gets to that point to where I'm sought after, and it makes it easier for me to, like, you know, collab with people. And, you know, people will know my sound more because it's strictly me. Like, it's nothing against features or anything like that.
Yeah.
I gotta, you know, prove my point, and then I'll be like, all right, I already got my features lined up. They know who they are. So.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think is the biggest? How should I like frame this question? What's something that we're going to hear that we haven't heard in, like, previous Evan J, like, mixtapes, singles, albums? Like, what's your evolution, I guess, in terms of, like, sound?
I would say production-wise, I like California. It's one of my favorite states. So a lot of West Coast production, a lot more, I want to say, darker trap beats and, you know, heavier melodies. And then also, like, the lyricism, it's still there, but I'm more so focused on how it sounds, like, sonically. Like, I want you to hear the melody. I want you to hear, like, my tone and the delivery and the way it changes. And it takes you on, like, a roller coaster in the song. So, I go,
Paul.
How you calling
that? Get hit on. Answer it, man.
Answer it, man. Yo. Yo.
So, wait. Whoever wins in the play-in, game, they go to the playoffs. The other team that loses, don't.
Hey, how? Exactly. So if the Hawks lose tonight, done deal.
But the thing that I'm thinking
this
is
in real time.
The thing I was thinking is, though, it's the playoffs, so niggas are going to try their absolute hardest, no?
They are.
It's the play-ins.
But they are. But Paul, I'm telling you, the moment you bet, whoever you plan on betting on, if you bet on Clint Capella, I promise you he's going to go in there and lay a burger. I promise you.
Listen.
Bro, I'm telling you, Prize Picks, they're making it seem sweet, Bo, but again, don't bet today. It's a playing game.
I used to bet all the time on Prize Picks, but listen.
What did he say?
Listen, Clint Capella, he's a little burger going to play, not the play, the regular season.
Bro, if you bet on Clint Capella, you deserve to lose all your bread.
Wait, you bet on his layups?
No, look, no. Okay. Now, the thing for Clint Capella that says he will score more or less than 9.5, I feel like being that, okay, Trae Young, yeah, he shoots the ball a lot, but he also does a bunch of pick and rolls. And they got DeJounte Murray, who they passed for as point guard.
Yeah.
And starts. So I'm like, you're telling me, to me, the way I'm thinking is like, my nigga, this nigga has to score.
I call him back. Call him back, bro.
Bro, five logs. So he's going to get fouled. He has to score 10. He has to. He's going to be trying his fucking African Congo ass off as much as he can. So I feel like he at least is going to score more than the points.
You going to do what you want. I'm against it. But
I think he's going to score less than 9.
Yes.
In the play-in where niggas are going to try.
He's Clint Capella.
He got pass first. I know, but bro, Clint Capella just pick and roll. And when he does pick and roll with Trey, you know? And then DeJounte Murray, the pass first point guard. You don't think he's going to get 5
later? Oh, we got to call you back.
We got to hit you back, bro. We hit you back. We're recording this stuff. All right. Now I'm going to call you before the game. We're going to make the thing. All right. But that boy trying to lose his money, bro. He's trying to lose money. I never bet on nobody named Clint Capella.
Layups.
He don't even sound like a winner. But
Prize Picks, this is what they do. They made it easier for us to bet. Because before, remember, you can only bet on free throws made, points, rebounds, assists. Now, yeah. It's...
Then they added that points, rebound, assist.
Right.
And then they added... the first quarter points, second quarter points, first half.
Yeah. And now they got layups, dunks, turnovers.
Because even, what's the name screwed me? P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
He go one game, no threes, next game, 4.
4.
And then you'd be like, bro, what are you doing? And then when you bet it says 1.5. All you do is make 2. Can't do it. Same thing with Reggie Bullock. Screwed me. But boy, my brother. Let's see, yo. That's why I can't drop no music. I'm recording stuff with Trey right now. We got in Marietta. Wait, we're in Marietta?
Alpharetta.
Oh no. We're recording content for Trey's pod and like vlogging. Yeah. Probably for like the next 30-45, and then probably about to go back to the house and watch the Hawks game. I mean, we was gonna watch it at the crib because mama got, you know, we got that big old TV now. Yeah. Yeah. I normally would, but yeah, I had already told Trey and Paul, so probably hopefully they win so we can get a series out of them. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with Trey, Poe at work, and then we all meet up at the crib later. All right, bet. I'm gonna let him know. All right. Now my brother trying to find somewhere to watch the game. Somebody, he said, we got boys on.
Playmaker?
Yeah.
Shout out P, man.
Yeah, I said, shout out P.
Yeah.
He said, let's go somewhere in the city, man. Y'all boys come watch it.
But let me ask you, bro, how has your mental been since the last time you dropped? Because obviously, you know, 2022 was a rough year for both of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, had some losses, had some wins. But how are you doing mentally?
I mean, I think the music is probably my greatest escape. Also, new job. So that helps too. But you know, just taking it day by day. I try to you know, make memories. This is what you're here for to do, you know, live, make memories. And then you make those good memories, you can always go back mentally, or even if you have a photo, video, just to kind of capture that same moment or that same feeling that you had and kind of, you know, live life. So
yeah,
I'm taking it day by day, I say.
To add to that, I feel like whatever creatively you do as a creator, like your fan base grows with that. So with music, the people that follow you, that's been following you for X amount of years, they mature with you just like your music. Mm-hmm. Same thing for podcasting. Same thing if you make art, whatever it is, like, to your point.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about.
That's real. Because, like, it'd be crazy. Like, I'll go times where it's like, I'm listening to all my demos, and then I'm like, yeah, this is it. And then I'll chill for a little bit, and I do my little daily just listening to beats. And then I can just look outside, first word that comes to my mind, I got another song. And then I'm trying to find a way to, you know, fit it into like the theme of what I want to do or the path that I'm trying to take. Because this is a story, and I could tell a story 3, 4, 5 different ways. But see, that's the thing. You being a perfectionist and you know, just trying to create at the same time, it's like, it's like you just got to do it. Like, it's just like Nike. Like, you literally just got to do it. You got to fail first, and then when you fail, it helps you grow. Like, and looking, listening to what my music is now and, like, where I'm trying to get it, it's hard for me to even listen to my older music.
Right.
And I think I heard Drake say that before. Like, once I drop a song, I don't listen to it unless I'm performing it or somebody's playing it in my vicinity. Because it's like, I've heard the song 1,000 times, 2,000 times.
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
So by the time we hear it, we think it's, you know, this is the best thing you ever dropped. But you're like, bro, I dropped this 4 months ago.
Yeah, because I mean, what I'm saying? The stuff they're about to hear, it's been made over a 18-month span.
Yeah.
And then some of the, like, my, some of the stuff is 2.5 years old. It's just, it's almost like Big Sean has said, I want to say before, he wrote a verse for a song 3 years before he even had the beat. So he already had the lyrics. He just didn't know. He just was listening and waiting for that right beat or the right time to drop it. And that's usually how it is. Like, probably that Drake record that just came out, he might have had that on hold for 2 years. And he just is like, I'm going to be petty today, so let's drop it.
Like, I can kind of relate to that too, bro. Like, I tell people if they listen to my podcast, don't listen to like the first 25, 30 episodes. Because again, it's kind of like cringy hearing yourself, or you've heard it too many times to where it's like, nah, y'all got to hear my newer stuff because it's way better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely feel you when it comes to that subject matter.
Yeah, because it's weird. Like, being a creative, like, there's highs, there's lows. And when it's high, it's high. When it's low, it's low. But that's the beauty of it. Because it's like, your creativity and your work evolves as you evolve. And you have to live and do things to get to that point. Like, you can't, I can't make music if I don't go do something outside. Or I don't experience things. Or I don't take risks.
Right.
So it's like, I have to do that because then that's what leads to it. Now, imagine, you know, next thing I'm on a billboard, you know what I'm saying? Now I can start talking about, you know what I'm saying? Bentleys, Astons, you know, and that increases your capacity as far as lyricism, because it's got to be believable or it's got to be a fact.
You have more in terms of subject material,
exactly.
Right? Because your perspective changes when you're traveling the world, going to new places, meeting new people, learning new material. It helps you grow and elevate in terms of what you have to talk about. Yeah. Because how many rappers or just artists in general have we heard like burnt out because they talk about the same thing, it gets repetitive?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like. And to a fault, like, some people like that, and that's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. But again, if you hear, I'm not taking shots, but if you hear, like, Future, for example, or Young Thug, like, Free Thug, by the way, you already know what you're going to get on each track. You know what I'm saying? Because we've heard their subject matter for over the past decade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like Future does a good job of keeping what we love, and then he might experiment on one or two records.
Right.
And then one of them two records, they loved it. Like, I want to say Wait For You. At first, I wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan because it was just too many people playing it. I'm like, can I experience it for myself? Then I listened to it. I said, okay, I see. Tim, shout out Tim, because it's really her song. And we're really being honest. Drake and Future kind of came in. And I like that because it helped her career, and she's a household name now. But yeah, like for me, you know, I love Future. That My Collection, like, you know what I'm saying, like. He's the only rapper that can make that record, you know what I'm saying? Where he's literally telling you, like she from two rappers, that he's saying is like, dang, he knows him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's personal. And shout out Sierra for breaking his heart, because we wouldn't have got what we got. Because remember, he was singing on Body Party. Yeah. Like, woo, woo. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was singing.
Honestly, any artist, when they get their heart broken, or that's when they make their best music, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Cause,
you know what I'm saying?
When I'm writing and I'm in a mood, or if I think about something that somebody did me wrong, or Shorty over here wilding, boom. That's when I'm making it. Versus like, yeah, you can make records where, you know, you're happy, but you usually, that's where it best comes from. Most music that we listen to that's good songs, if it's not written by somebody else, but it comes from a place of like strife, or you just like regret, or hope. So it's like, you never know what you're gonna get, but that's when the music comes out. Cause if I'm like, turn, you're gonna know when I'm turned, cause it's gonna be a certain beat and a certain flow. Versus when you know I'm like speaking from the heart, so
we're gonna pause real quick. Let me just make sure it's still recording.
Word. Now that's crazy, my phone going off like that. Imagine, you know what I'm saying? If I like for real, like That's why I do not disturb. You be calling me.
Did I even introduce like you to the?
Nah, we didn't. We did. I mean, they should know by now. But right. If you don't know, I go by Evan J. Instagram handle is official Evan J. Known this man what? I mean, too I'm gonna long. Say I know you've been a long time. You know, I done met Trey. I done met Trev. I done met Trayvo. Trayvon.
Trayvo.
Trayvo.
That's a new
Low-key.
One.
Trayvo's hard. Trayvo's hard. We got this. You get what's your fit right now? Trayvo.
Oh my God. I'm out here with Trayvo. That is hilarious.
Nah, cause that you know what I'm saying. Like no shade, man. I know Quavo and them are hurting. You know what I'm saying. Like rest in peace. You know Takeoff. But I ain't gonna lie, man. That honey bun, that's not it. And I feel like he's trying to adapt the persona that we know. Like it's not you, but you're trying to, you know, let people know what you're going through. And also that I'm still the man type stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I find it ironic that, you know, Offset dropped something a little bit, probably 24 hours later or snippet 48 hours later. And I do prefer the Offset's line. I'm not going to hold you. The Offset is hard. But
let me ask you, together. Let me ask you, because I feel like music as a collective right now, it's in a weird space because we have the TikTok music that's just here temporary. Yeah. I like to call it fast food music because, again, we're listening to it now. But in 2 years from now, is this something that's going to stick with us? Same thing with Instagram. Like, like a lot of artists have been putting out music lately that's just trendy and just lasting for the moment. And a lot of people now, too, they're just using music as a stepping stone because, again, they have other lucrative business deals to do. So you look at somebody like Travis Scott, for example. I feel like music is second or third on his list now because, again, he's bigger than music. He's selling merch. You know what I'm saying? He had a McDonald's deal. I don't know what that's like right now. PlayStation. So there's a long list of different, I guess, avenues that he's in. Same thing with, like, I don't know, like Ice Spice or, you know, like a lot of these new artists, they're just using music as a tool and they're branching off to do other things. So do you see yourself doing something in that lane as well?
I mean, I think the only way I would ever get to that point where I'm like going into a different field or using rap to propel me into something else, I would have to have at least, like, I want to say Bryson Tiller, you said, or somebody said, I had to have 100, 200 million to where it's like, all right, now I'm making music, but I might not be the main artist, but I'm doing something. I'm either going to, I'll become an A&R if I have to, producer, or I'll learn the track. It's because, you know, once you're into music, you love it, and you want to see other people, you know, achieve their dreams with it and work with other people. So I could even see myself doing a label. Now, non-music related, I'm not no actor. I'm not going to say that. Now, I can feel like what we be doing could be a reality show. We some funny niggas. I ain't going to lie. But I think I would probably get into either technology or cars. Like,
yeah.
I would be like, in our age group, I don't know anybody who's my age, you know, acts how we act, dress where we act, from where we from. That's like getting in exotic cars, driving them, doing reviews. Almost like Jay Leno's garage. I would want that for me to my garage. Because, you know, I love whips. Like, so it's like, I would want something like that to where I can have two different lanes. I got my car lane. I got my music lane. And I feel like they go hand in hand. Because it's I got so many car references in my music that.
And then with the hip hop lifestyle, it kind of portrays that lucrative, luxurious life too. Yep. So it's like you talk about a Mercedes right here, a turbo. We just heard a Porsche pass like just a moment ago. So it's like, I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
I can even see sports because how many times do we get on the phone, argue with each other? Talking about, I don't know, LeBron, or talking about what's going on with the Bulldogs, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Because it ain't gonna lie, you give me a voice and a following, I'm on First Take. I'm arguing because it's too much nonsense. Like
First Take has turned into Worst Take.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we knew that was gonna happen when I ain't gonna lie. Skip was a little bit more on control when he was with Stephen A. You know, Stephen A. 50-50. You don't know which one you're gonna get. You get the black Stephen A. You get the white Stephen A. So you don't know what you're gonna get. You know, Molly just there. She's just a placeholder.
Yeah.
Like, she literally be like, we got to go to commercial, guys. Hold that thought. Like, they're not going to hold that thought. Just go to commercial.
Skip is out of pocket now, though, on Undisputed.
Yeah. But see,
but Ump be checking him, though. Yeah, Shannon Sharp be checking him.
But see, I feel like sports, like we are consumers of it, but, like, they be reporting some nonsense. Like, the draft is coming up. I do not want to see, like, for instance, you know, I'm a Ohio State fan. You know, go Buckeyes, you know what I'm saying? But when, I want to say, Dobbins got drafted to the Ravens, why are we talking about his dad locked up? I've been following him for 4 years at Ohio State. Never knew his dad committed murder or something. Yo, keep that G. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to highlight positivity. This is when he changes arguably generational wealth for him and his family, right? So it's like, even that story is, that's a touchy subject. Again, like, I wouldn't want that on national television. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you on that.
It's just too much. Like the guy get drafted, he putting on a hat, he got a chain, he looking good. Like, family's crying tomorrow. He was raised by a single mother. Dad left him at 6. Yo, cut that out. Like, you got to cut that out. And the fact that ESPN, every year they do it. Basketball, NBA. Notice, they ain't doing that in the MLB. You ain't going to hear that in the MLB draft. You're not going to hear that in the NHL draft.
Well, again, they do it because, you know, football is a predominantly black sport, right? You look at something like baseball,
yeah.
Hispanics, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just like, it changes. It changes based on race. And it's just like, we just came out of, what was that thing that broke last week about Angel Reese, about her doing this? The John Cena or Tony Yayo, whatever y'all want to call it.
The fact that, like, that's what I mean by, like, women's sports is great sports. It's great competition. But, like, when we're trying to micromanage them, just let them play. We need that. We need that type of, you know, ferociousness, that intensity. Nobody's watching it.
Trash talking has been a part of sports forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many times have we played pickup ball and they saying, you trash, you garbage, you can't, 2 days ago. You can't guard me.
2 days
like,
ago.
Like, that's a natural thing.
Yep.
So it's just like, going back to your point, like, they only do that, painting the narrative when it comes to a predominantly black sport. And baseball, we don't know really shit about them baseball players.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, they don't care, because they know who cares about, you know, all right, the pitcher is an immigrant, he came over here on this, he did that. Nah, that's not as good as telling the black story, because then somebody hear it, they're like, oh, I heard that before. Right. Dang, I feel so sad. But at least in the NFL, not like, No, cut it out. If you're not going to tell their trauma story, don't tell our trauma story. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing with the NBA. They'll do it too. Like, I mean, the John Morant situation, that was warranted by him. So I don't feel sorry in that.
He did that.
I don't
feel
sorry about that. But there has been times, like Allen Iverson, they vilified him when he was in the league for wearing white tees and sneakers.
They talking about, you know what I'm saying? They put a limit on how many tattoos he could have. Like, but now Adam Silver loves AI. Everybody loves AI. But it's the same thing. They don't like that type of stuff. Like, if, for instance, like me, like I always think about, like, if I get to that point where it's stardom or fame, like image consultants, you know, those people be trying to change you. They be like, oh, you wear this, wear that, or oh, you can't wear glasses. I might be the only rapper that's gonna wear glasses. This is how I like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna switch it up. Me is me. I'm gonna be walking around with contacts. You know, I'm gonna take it out of control. I'm walking out here with green eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might mess around, throw the reds
if
in.
If I ever see you with green eyes,
but see,
I don't know if we're friends anymore.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. That's just me. That's part of my swag. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, the green,
like,
eyes?
No, not the green eyes. But I'm saying, like, I would take it too far, because now I could have a couple pair of glasses that change my fit a little bit. Now you're letting me change my eye. So like, for instance, we was a pole. We was at Complex. Shorty walked up on us with red eyes, like she was doing Sharingan. Like,
but again, I feel like social media and the internet, it overstimulates us. So it's like, when you see somebody wear fashion, they got to be times 10 now. Like, we've seen Blue Eyes White Dragon jeans. Like, come on, bro. That's what we doing now?
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, cool. To the person who made it, creator that made it, dope. You're making money off of it, cool. But how do we get here in fashion? Same thing with music. It's like, people overdo it now. Like, it's just like, how do we get here? And it has pros and cons. It really does. But again, I don't mean to sound like an old, like, OG or stubborn or bitter, because it's not. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in a crucial era of culture, pop culture, and hip hop. But some things I just question, like, yo, like, that was not cool. Like right now, I would say it's cool to be lame now.
Yeah, it really is. And then, If you calling it out, they throw you into that.
Then they throw you under the bus.
They throw you
under
the bus.
Now you hate.
Oh, you hate. And it's like, nah, because
like, it's
like 5-10 years ago, everybody's saying what I'm saying. I just think I ain't changed my position. Like, I'm not adapting. Like, what's lame is lame. Like, you out here, you know, wilding, grabbing shorties, like doing too much in the club. That's lame. I'm not hating. That's lame. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out here, you know, lying, not paying people back, going on Instagram telling everybody business. That's lame. I ain't no way to change it. Like. But everybody's like, no, trying to see the other side, or no, like, you know, it's different. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Or being a groupie, like, that's always been lame. You know what I'm saying? Now we glorify it.
Like, me and you, how many famous people would have been around? We ain't said nothing, took no pictures.
Because at the end of the day, they're human too. Like, exactly. The only thing that really separates us is their bank account. Like, cool, if they speak to us, or we in the vicinity to where, like, it's a social event or social gathering, yeah. then we'll give our sentiments, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't finna go out the way, yo, Yachty, what's up, bro? Like, I've been waiting to meet, like, bro, he's a human too. He got feelings. We don't know what he's going through. For, you know what I'm saying? Like, let yeah. that man breathe.
And you get more respect just chilling. Yeah. It's like Drake said, don't talk to me like I'm famous. Like, just let me chill. Like, Drake could walk past us right now. I'd be like, yo, what's good? Like your music. And keep it pushing. Because it's like, at the end of the day, that's not, I don't get no cool points for being in the vicinity with him. You know what I'm saying? You, right. don't, you don't get no cool points.
But see,
points
that's
for
another
that.
Thing that's cool. Like, that's considered lame. Like, people will be like, oh, I know him because my cousin's brother's friend's sister knows this. It's like, that don't mean you know them. And okay, like, everybody knows somebody. Like, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, small world. I get it. But it's like, it's nothing to be around bragging about.
Yeah.
But that's just me, though. You know, I'm a low-key incognito kind of guy. So.
And that's just because, you know, everybody likes clout. Like, no, I like clout. The way people put it, but there's a certain
couth
to it. And it's just like Jay-Z. He mentioned in what's the name song? Lost Ones. He's like, you know, fame is the hardest drug. Like, you know, it's stronger than anything. It's stronger than anything you could think of. Because you got to think, you never know how people are gonna react to you and how you're gonna react to it. So, and people get just a little taste of it, like just a little taste. You know what I'm saying? Like a little shout out or somebody comment on your picture that's famous, or you know, you just happen your homegirl know who. What do we, and you know, you in the section with, let's say you in the section with whoever, in the section with Sweetie. That's cool. Enjoy that moment. You do better enjoying that moment and capitalizing right there, right then, than trying to sneak a picture in, tag her real quick, get your environment, showing the stacks, it's not your money. Like, that's another thing. That's another thing I don't like. Women, if you're in a strip club and somebody has given you racks to throw your racks
Uh-oh.
Privately.
Uh-oh.
Do not post us money because I know it's not yours.
The misogyny comments coming.
It's not misogyny. Enjoy the moment. Do not post racks that are not yours because I can't post racks that are not mine. So don't post no money that's not yours. That's lame. Men or women. That's lame. Trey, if somebody came up here through 10,000, you picked it up and he's like, yo, give it back. You'd be like, let me take a picture real quick. No, you can't do that.
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't earn it, don't post it.
Right.
Man, that's just facts. That's like, well, like, for instance, me talk about this all the time. Girls posting up on cars, it's not theirs. Niggas can't do that.
But see, no, niggas do it, though. That's the problem.
Not my niggas. Because that is
the lamest thing. But we've seen it. We've taken a gander at the gram, and it's happened. People still do it.
That's crazy. Like, you see a Lambo in the parking lot, you cannot go post up and take a picture. And then you know the caption, his prettiest problem. He don't even know you who driving that car. Like, man, and the thing
now, you know what kills me? The shorties, they be in the Rolls Royce. You know they got to get the infamous picture where they got to tilt their head to see the double R right here.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
we get
so
it.
Stupid.
We get it.
But and the thing is, like, I don't know, man. Like for me with women, like, why do you want to be a problem? Like, that's a lyric, prettiest problem. I don't know where I came from, but I've seen maybe 20 different women posting in their picture. You shouldn't want to be a problem. Like Brandel just said, you should want to be an asset.
But I'm not trying to be liability. I'm not trying to be misogynistic or anything like that, but we all know with women comes problems. That's just what it is. It's the level of problem.
But it doesn't have to be. Because there are
it
some
doesn't have to be, but they choose to. That's in their nature. It's in their nature.
I wouldn't say in their nature, it's in their environment. Because not 9 times out of 10, if you with a shorty and she not, or your shorty's not with you, who is she with? She's with other women, and that's what, like, shadow, chaos control. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, legit chaos.
Yeah.
And they love it, and they feed off of it. But at the same time, we come in, and I'm not going to say I'm a nonchalant or I don't care, but I just try to assess the situation before I react. Because we all have a little hot in us.
But,
you know?
But see, that's us being logical, being rational. That's just really what it is, because we don't think from an emotional point of view. Everything that men do for the most part is usually rational thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With women, it don't be 9 times out of 10, like, when it comes to certain decision making, it don't be logic. It'd be, I just feel like doing this. I'm going to regret it later, but so what?
Yeah, and then it's like we're raised off principles. Like, we learn principles before we 5, 6. You know what I'm saying? And then versus, like, how we feel today, that's how we feel. We might change later on, but we're not going to hit you back and say, I changed it. Well, you got to stand on it. Like, that's another thing. People, you got to stand on what you say. It's okay to change your mind. It depends. It depends, Trey. If you are fully blown on your point and when you make your point, you're not taking no for an answer or any type of side comments, then you have to stand on that because you fully believe that. Now, if you change it later, you can change it, but change it in private.
It's some validity to that, but I think in general speaking, people evolve, people grow, people gain perspective every day. So it's like if you were ignorant to something 2 weeks ago and you learned some vital information now, you can be like, damn, you know what? I was wrong in that, Evan. Like, actually, this is my sentiments on this. And you say I'm flip-flop because I do that often, but it's like, no, nah, see, like it can be sports that we're talking about, or it can be politics that we're talking about, right? And I'd be like, nah, this lawmaker thinks this, and I feel like this is why he thinks that. Then he comes out and says some bullshit, and I'm like, you know what, Evan? Like, I think he was right because X, Y, and Z.
But see, that's good. But I'm saying in terms of you're not going OD hard. You know them people who argue their point to the death, like where you get to the point where nobody's talking after.
But see, that's just closed-minded thinking then. Because, again, this is the world, and this is that. So,
yeah. Because, I mean, for me, like, I just take it with a grain of salt. Like, in my job, I work with a lot of women. It's a lot of personality. It's a lot of talking. And a lot of times, I don't want to talk. I just listen. Because we got two ears, one mouth for a reason.
But a lot of people talk about, you know, alpha tendencies, and they never talk about listening. Listening to comprehend and understand. Everybody wants to always talk about when it comes to being an alpha, you got to be, you know, machismo, big, strong, have a vocal, you know, voice and all this shit. But it's like, what about listening skills? Because that's important also.
Yeah.
So.
Listening, nah, that's because it takes a lot for someone. Like, for instance, I talk a lot, but it's in certain situations. If we go into a room and I don't know too much about what's going on, let me listen first because I'm listening to understand because let's say we go to a conference for like micro robotics. I know a little bit about robotics, but right. I don't know too much. We walk in there. If I come in there and start showboating, talking, cracking jokes, being ignorant.
And that's something I talked about on the pod too. Sometimes it's okay to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
You don't have to respond to everything that's being said because you may not be privy to certain information.
Exactly. So I could overhear just listening. There's an opportunity at a company. Hey, it's six figures. No experience required. But I probably wouldn't have heard that if I was over here like, man, look at these guys over here. Goofy. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is because there's a lot of industries that us as black people, we're not in because we don't know. Because I just found out there's a black owner. He owns a vodka distillery. He's the only one in the United States. And he has a deal with major airlines. But you would never know that unless you work for an airline.
Or research that information.
Or you research that information. It says on the thing, I'm like, so he's banking it. And then that's generational wealth right there. He can just keep passing that down. So his whole family will be a vodka distillery family as long as they make the correct moves, which so far so great because he's been making some great moves to have that type of income and that consistent customer. That's all he got to focus on. But we don't know that.
Right.
Like we don't know the path to come to a pilot. Or we don't know this. They put us in the boxes and we stayed in them. We stayed in the lane of music, which I love music, but I think you always have to have, like, people say you don't need to have a plan B. Your plan A just can be funded by plan B.
Right.
But you can't, your A has to be funded by something.
Right.
It can't just, like, unless you got an investor, somebody you know that's feeding into you, investing in you, or you got a job. And the job is the plan B. Right. But the plan A is still this. But the B has to fund the A. There is no, oh, this has always been a plan. It's always been a plan, but to fund the plan, you got to have a B.
Right. And to add to that, it's nothing wrong with having a B or a C because, again, I feel like we live in this generation, too, where it's like it's lame to work for somebody. It's lame to work for a big corporation or to have somebody be a boss to you. It's nothing wrong with that. It's never been. As long as you enjoy doing what you love.
Yeah.
As long as you feel comfortable and feel accepted on whatever environment you're around, working for, earning a livable wage from check to check, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
What's wrong with that? But now, again, we live in this generation, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own my own business.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But how are you going to fund that? What do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Is this something that's lucrative? Like, there's a lot of questions you got to ask yourself. Because, again, we're stuck on this social media train of just seeing people be their own entrepreneur, bossapreneur. we're stuck in that. We're stuck in limbo for no reason. When it's like, it's cool to have it's okay to have a boss. Not everybody's made to be a leader, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Some people, like, in order for a society to run, you have to have workers, systematically.
Yeah. And like you said, no, everybody's not a boss. Because you know what the boss gets? Most hate. Most love, but the hate comes first. responsibilities. You're the first one. If you're the boss of a marketing group, the commercial's trash, who gets fired first?
Right.
You. So
or if you're a boss of a startup company and layoffs are about to occur, that's you that has to have that conversation with all those employees you hired.
Exactly. And people just think it's like, nah, I'm the boss. The boss comes with a lot of it's a lot of talk. Some people can't even handle gossip.
It's a lot of ambiguity.
You have to be the you are the image. You are the shining example of what your company or what your division is supposed to be doing.
Right.
And you gotta body that. Like, you want to be the boss? Can't be in the club driving the boat or getting video recorded.
Driving the boat.
You can't be out here in the streets.
I bet you know, man, driving the boat. But I'm listening.
By the way, did you see Lil Duval saw the dude bottle girl? He's wilding. He's actually moving like a bottle girl, out of control. But that's like, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like, I think it's all. But everybody is getting told that everybody can do everything, which I believe you can, but you have to work towards that.
Yeah.
And if you ain't work towards it, don't act as if it's supposed to be given to you. Nothing is given to you.
Is that a 5-0 I hear? I'm listening.
That's what it sounds like. That is what it sounds like. Like, nepotism, that's for white people. We got black nepotism, but it's in a small scale.
Right.
White nepotism is different. Like, when I was trying to get into the sports industry, I'm over here like, why y'all only got one position? Y'all posting it, y'all not hitting nobody up. Then you see some rando got the job, like buddy who dad owned the Hawks. He just got basically to run an NBA franchise like you playing 2K.
Yeah.
And he didn't earn it. He probably been playing with the horses and throwing horseshoes.
But also we're stuck too on skipping the process and getting to the end result. Nobody wants to work hard. Nobody wants to put in the 2, 3, 10+ years of hard work. No matter what field we're talking about, right? They just want to see the end result because, again, it's been this fictitious notion to where it's like they'll show you the highs on social media. People will only talk about what went well, you know, but they don't tell you the struggles, the journey. Because the journey is so vital because that's who makes you. You know what I'm saying? Like the struggle, the good days, the bad days, the difficult days, the shitty days. Like that's what makes you.
Yeah,
and nobody wants to talk about that. They want to just talk about, well, yeah, I'm balling now. You know, I made it. But how did you make it? How long did it take you to make it? Yeah. Like Jay-Z didn't make it at 21, right? He got popping.
30.
Right. That's when he got popping. But again, he was rapping years prior to that. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody wants to talk about that. So,
yeah, and then he had to make sacrifices and adapt to his environment to get to where he is. Like,
right.
You think he's still on the block? Getting a bacon, egg, and cheese bodega. He probably ain't seen a bodega in years.
I think they said, I know a lot of people don't care for Oprah, but if we're using her, for example, I don't think she didn't make it into her 30s.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? People just thought she was born a superstar, but that's not the case at all. And then the world will humble you too, because I forget how the story goes. I don't mean to butcher it, but I think she was somewhere overseas to buy like a Louis Vuitton or Gucci bag or something like that. And they didn't want to sell it to her because they didn't even know that was Oprah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, still a nigga.
Yeah. No, that's facts. And it's like, we grew up in a time where it was so many stars. Like, think about it. We Michael Jackson was still alive when we was kids. Oprah, big as ever. She had just ended the Oprah show. She just bought a network. You got Snoop Dogg just out of his prime, 50 in his prime, Kanye in his prime, or getting to his prime. Drake just dropped. Like, you know what I'm saying? We have seen in just entertainment and culture some big names that came up during the era of social media. So these are our giants,
right?
And they're mammoths. And we think, oh, if they did it, I'm like, no, it's because 50 did it with nothing.
Right. And they had a different buy-in back in the day.
Yeah.
For you to sell 1 million records, you had to go to your circuit city. You had to go to your Target or whatever was around at that time physically go purchase that. It wasn't, hey, I pay for Apple Music, I pay for Spotify, let me just download. Like, nah, you got to take your ass to the store and go support him.
Yeah. And then I also feel like everybody knows sex sells, but like it's a lot of people who are signed, and they're signed because of their sex appeal, and they're signed not because of the music. So it's like you gonna have a whole roster full of baddies, yeah, but can they sell records? Versus you, for me, I gotta earn that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have to earn it. It has to go by music. I looked. You can think I'm the best looking thing ever, but I still have to earn it musically.
Right.
There are some women who take it serious, but then you know the ones that's just like, hey, I was doing clothes, I was dating a rapper, why not rap? And that, to me, that's lame, because you're joining a lane. Yeah, you want to get some money, But the music is gonna show that it's fast food. It's a lunchable.
Yeah, you can eat it in 30 seconds. I see a 50-50. As long as they understand that, like, cool, you're in it for the quick bag. Get your bag. Salute. I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not knocking that hustle. Like, do you? But when it comes to talking about the great MCs that are out, or when you're talking about talent, like, they're not in that conversation
at all.
Because half of those people, they have ghostwriters.
Yeah. Because, it's a couple records that I love, and I clicked, I'm like, 10 writers?
Yeah.
Good grief. Did you just do the ad-libs? Like, imagine if 9 people came up to me and was like, I got a song already written for you.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. Again, it's no longer music. Like, we call it music still, but this is a new form of music, because it's not about the music anymore. It's about the lifestyle. It's about what I show you. It's what TV show I'm on. It's what I'm selling.
Yeah.
It's what movies I'm in, right? Everything for the gander. Everything is just for the look, and nobody's in it for the long haul, the investment. Everybody's just looking at the now.
Yeah, because, I mean, the people who are putting in the work now to solidify themselves, because, like, let's face it, Drake's got to retire. J. Cole's going to retire. They're going to retire.
Kendrick's damn near retired.
Like, that void is going to be filled by, like, a mid-level star right now, or a low-level star. They're going to see that void and capitalize. And but you could potentially get a controlling share of revenue. Doing a lot right now. But you could get a bigger piece of the pie.
But I'll even go on a ledge and say this. I feel like Drake and Bad Bunny, those are like the last two like superstars in music that we're gonna have in a very long time.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not talking about Ice Spice level. I'm not talking about Glorilla level. I'm talking about like Drake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Drake and Bad Bunny. They are worldwide famous. They are up here. Everybody else is like mega famous. Everybody's here. Drake is here. Bad Bunny's here. You know what I'm saying?
And,
like,
in terms of that type of level of famous, nigga famous is more dangerous than worldwide famous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you known in the zip code or that state or those slew of states, it's a lot more dangerous because you're at smaller venues. You're more accessible versus like Drake security. You ain't getting past it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting nowhere near it. You might crash and burn. You might be a crash dummy trying to get close to Drake. You know what I'm saying? And It's a difference, because when he drops, social media stops. It pauses.
The music, everything stops.
Whatever trending was dropped. Sports Center might even quote him. You might see him on daily news. He might have a cover ready. Interviews dropping. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of impact you want to have when you drop music, because sonically, our mind might even, when he gives us the title of a record, we already have a thing in our mind.
It's always calculated, meticulous thinking when it comes to Drake. Bad Bunny, he just going to take your girl. That's just what it is.
Because I don't even know what he be saying, but he be having the girls going crazy. I done seen girls work overtime to go to that. And I said, my dang, they don't even be showing up Monday through Friday, but they're going to be there the months leading up to him. And they might go see him in 2-3 different cities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things to where, you know, people just don't realize what we're witnessing. Like that. Like, we didn't when I was a kid, Graduation came out, Kanye, I'm like, it's pretty okay.
I ain't going to lie, I'm cooking.
I'm cooking too. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold my neck looking like some bacon right now. Right. I ain't gonna hold you.
Let's go ahead and cut it.
But now we got it. That was a good 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We started at 6.